Welcome to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the heart of what's buzzing in the tech world. I'm Alex, here to unpack the techie stuff.
And I'm Jamie, here to keep Alex from getting too lost in the tech sauce and ask the questions you're all thinking. Today, we're talking about something pretty exciting, the new DeepSeek V4. It's making waves for being a heavyweight in AI at a featherweight cost. Right, Alex?
Absolutely, Jamie. DeepSeek V4 is not just a new model. It's a game changer in terms of efficiency and accessibility. They've launched two variants under this model, the V4 Pro and the V4 Flash. The Pro version is a beast with 1.6 trillion parameters, and even the Flash, the lighter version, packs a solid 284 billion.
Trillion and billion parameters? That sounds expensive. How are they managing the costs?
Good question. That's the headline here. They've implemented what they call a hybrid attention mechanism. It's a fancy way of saying they've gotten really smart about which data the AI pays attention to at any given time, massively cutting down on necessary computing power.
So it's like having a super-focused brain that doesn't get distracted by every little thing? I could use one of those during our team meetings.
Exactly, Jamie. This focus not only makes it cheaper to run, but also incredibly efficient. They've managed to bring down the cost to about 1/7 of its closest competitor, Claude Opus 4.7, when we talk about output tokens.
Wow, that's like buying a coffee for the price of a sip. Now, they're also scoring pretty well on benchmarks, right?
Right on the money. On the Edbench Verified, V4 Pro scores 80.6, which is pretty close to Opus 4.6 and not too far behind the latest GPT models. And it's leading on the live code bench with a score of 93.5.
So it's cheaper and pretty darn smart. But Alex, what's this I hear about a partnership with Huawei?
Ah, the plot thickens. Yes, Huawei has announced full support for V4 on their Ascend AI processors. This is big because it suggests you don't need the priciest, latest hardware to run top-tier AI models efficiently. Although, it's worth noting that the model was likely still trained on NVIDIA hardware.
So it's like saying, hey, you can totally run this Ferrari engine on regular, unleaded fuel. Not that you'd want to. Speaking of running things, isn't there a promo price happening?
Sharp memory, Jamie. Until the end of May, there's a hefty discount on API usage, nearly 75% off. After that, prices will normalize, so developers and companies using V4 Pro should plan their budgets accordingly.
Budget planning, not the most exciting part of tech, but necessary. Any final thoughts, Alex, before we wrap up today's tech feast?
Just that it's an exciting time in AI. Models like DeepSeek V4 are pushing boundaries, not just in capability, but in making high-level AI more accessible and affordable. It's a leap towards more innovation, and maybe even some new startups getting a chance to play in the big leagues.
Love that. Democratizing AI, one parameter at a time. Thanks, Alex, for breaking all that down, and thank you all for tuning in.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives and tech tidbits. Until next time, keep your tech levels nerdy and your questions ready.